USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is reacting to the disappointing April jobs report. Speaking from the White House, the president says the United States is still recovering from a once-in-a-century pandemic and economic crisis.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president also using the opportunity to pitch his American Rescue Plan.
You might think that we should be disappointed. But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days.
A federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's death on charges that they violated his constitutional rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The Biden administration is continuing their push for electric vehicles.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Texas lawmakers approved new voting rules following Florida and Georgia's tightening of election laws, the bill drawing pushback from companies and civil rights groups. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing that they will end their participation in federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster citing hardship endured by small businesses who now can't find people to hire. As far as if more states should be doing this to incentivize people to get back to work, Mark Hamrick, senior economic advisor with Bankrate.com, says,
first of all, that law has already set sail. That is the law. Those benefits are being paid by the federal government, and whatever states decide either to try to interrupt that or continue it is going to be up to them. It's a very politically charged question. Think about the fact that we've had huge changes in the way that we consume both services and goods, and that gets into the, you know, online versus brick-and-mortar retail. And by the way, brick-and-mortar retail has really been doing better lately than the online part has, as we see some getting back to kind of a normal condition. Think about the dynamics of movie theaters versus home streaming.
Citing concerns for children, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill banning public and charter schools from teaching critical race theory. State Representative Mark White saying it's wrong to teach your kids that they are inherently racist because of the color of their skin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.